We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time. And lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, my name is Brian, and I grew up in a small town in BC, and this is the story of what happened in my childhood home. It was Christmas Eve. Would have been around 7 years old when this happened. I remember the night vividly because everyone in the house had woken up because they heard somebody knocking at the front door. We all sort of got up and tentatively went to the front door, and I was upstairs, and there's this stairway down that went to the front hallway. And my dad was there too, because the master bedroom was right up there on the second story. And we all sort of just looked at each other and just like, just sort of confirming that we heard something. And the door pounded again, like three times. It sounded more like somebody trying to break the door than like a knock. And this like boom, boom, boom. And what was frightening about it for me as a child was I kind of had a feeling there was something unnatural about what was going on. And I looked at my dad, and he was sort of the same. I believed at that moment he was sort of the same mind. Like, he was like, what the heck is going on? Because it was loud. Like, it was like you could feel the pressure on your ears from the sound. So we walked downstairs. My dad walked downstairs to the front door, and he unlocks the door, slowly opens it up, and nobody's there. And we live in the middle of the country. Like, it was like, you know, we had a neighbor across the street, a neighbor up the road, and then there's nobody for miles. And it's a really cold night. The moon is out. I remember that because the whole yard was cast in this pale blue from the moon. And at the front door, my dog is sleeping soundly. And this was a German Shepherd guard dog we had, just because, you know, people in the country, you know, you have a dog to keep out bears and raccoons and stuff. And it was just, he's just sleeping there. And then he started to wag his tail. Like, oh, hey, how's it going? You guys are up. And my dad looks left and right, and there's nobody there. And the amount of mental gymnastics that my dad went through with us later on in the morning and so on to sort of justify it happened. Like, he didn't want to talk about it. None of us really did. But it was like, oh, it must have been the dog's tail hitting the door, or, yeah, or something to do with the dog. Like, it was just like, yeah, he was right there, so it must have been him. And I'm just like, this is just bullshit. But that night changed everything in the home. That night, something came into our house, and we were being seriously haunted. The first sort of things that were happening were just lights going on and off, really subtly. And it was like, we're a very religious household, so people didn't, like, we, you know, like, a lot of things were attributed to demonic activity, like for instance, just, oh, your faith isn't enough, so that's why we're having problems or whatnot. And it, you know, it just sort of added to that conversation, that, you know, weird things happening. Well, we need to pray more. We need to study the Bible more. You know, it's like, this is the, you know, God, you know, demons testing the faith of us, you know, like, they're seeing that we're faithful and they want to mess us up, you know. And it was just very, you know, sort of Christian dogmatic type things. But it was what started to happen also were, my parents would hear, and I would hear scuttling in the attic. That was like a pounding sound, like people were running. And I'm like, and my dad's just like, you know, what are you doing up in the attic? Like, it was just so awful how he would just assume, like, he just assumed I was up to something, you know. And I'm just like, and I'm telling him that I'm having problems sleeping because there's sounds happening, and he doesn't believe me. Then he goes up there. The only access to the attic was in my room, in the closet, which I kept closed all the time because it was kind of terrifying. And I could hear the scuttling, and my dad opens up the top and he looks around. He's like, oh, there's nothing there. But he walks the whole thing, and there's no droppings. There's no footprints. It's like just a layer of dust. Like, there's nothing there. Like, it's, nothing's been up there disturbing anything. And he's just like, and they're like, oh, it must be raccoons, you know, because it's, you know, that sounds big. Or rats. So he puts a pie plate up with rat poison on it one night, and you know, closes up the attic door. I go to sleep, and just as I'm falling, about to fall asleep, I hear the tin plate rattle around. Like, it was like, my dad used it for like camping and stuff. It was like this old, like, it was an old, like, real tin, I guess, pie plate. And I could hear it just being, like, batted around the attic. Like, some kid had it in their hands and were hitting the beams and the trusses and just going from one side to another. Like, it was, like, possibly even being thrown around. I get out of bed, and it's like I barely even touch the floor as I'm running out the door and down the stairs into the family room. My mom and dad are watching TV, and I'm like, tell them, like, Dad, there's something upstairs, and, you know, something in the attic. And it's like, you know, I'm trying to describe to him what's going on, and he's just like scolding me because, well, that's exactly what we want to happen. There's whatever this is taking the bait, and it's gonna die. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I did something that to this day, like, I don't regret it now because I saw what I saw. But at the time, I definitely regretted going up there in the attic. I took the dad had already had taken a stepladder and kept it there. So I'm middle of the night. It's about, I would say about 10 o'clock at night. And I'm, you know, 7 or 8. This is a bit later after the door knocking event. And I open up the attic. I have an old flashlight and I shine it down one way. It doesn't reach into the very distance. It was a pretty weak flashlight, you know, like they were back in the day. And I look one way, I look another, and I look for the pie plate and I couldn't see it. But then I notice that the rat poison that my dad put out there, these little pellets, were arranged in a perfect grid as far as the beam of light could shine into the distance. It was like if somebody took a grid and they on the crosshairs of the grid where the lines cross, they put a piece of the rat poison down. And I saw this go into the distance, and it was just like even, like it was like this. What this did to me, and my childlike mind even knew that there was an intelligence behind this, that there was a calculation behind whatever intelligence or entity, ghost or demon, whatever this was, that was inhabiting my attic, that it can have intent. And it was the most terrifying thing to me. And I closed the attic door. I closed it tight, took the stepladder away from there I don't know what that would do, but I just took it away from the opening, closed my closet door. And I just went into bed and then hid myself under the covers. And I would hear the pie plate move and slide from time to time above me, like it was right above my head, right where I was sleeping in the attic. It was just there above my bed. And I could hear it just shuffling. And my dad decided to check the trap in the morning. Well, to check the rat poison in the morning to see what the whole fuss was about. And he looks up there, and the plate was tipped over. There was no rat poison spilled anywhere, and all of it was in a tiny little pile. It was in a tiny pile in underneath the pie plate. Not a single pellet of rat poison was outside of that upside down pie plate. And then my dad goes on to accuse me of messing with it. And now it's ineffective because, like, the rats can't get to it because it was under the pie plate. And that just made me even more terrified and mad. And I didn't tell my father what I'd done. Like, I didn't tell him I went upstairs. But he just assumed it was me fucking around. And, yeah, I just realized that I wasn't, whatever this thing was, I wasn't going to get any help from my dad with this. And my mom was even more religious. Like, if something had happened in the house or something like that, she'd go through all my stuff and try to figure out what was causing it. Like, she believed that it was objects that were brought into the house that bring demonic possession with them. Like, objects could be haunted and whatnot. So a lot of my stuff was, like, just out and out burned. Like books and stuff, like, and anything that had anything to do with the supernatural or even hinted at it, books on fairy tales or like even kids' story fairy tales that had supernatural elements to them. Anything with ghosts wasn't allowed. I wasn't allowed to watch Ghostbusters. I wasn't allowed to watch anything that was showed the paranormal, vampire stories, werewolf stories. It doesn't matter. It was just all myths, legends, folk tales. So all those, I've burned several books, a whole bunch of my comics, just because they thought, like, oh, it's going to be me bringing this into the house, right? But it all started on that night when we heard the knock at the door. Other things that had happened later on after the upstairs thing never really resolved itself. We were just sort of resigned to the fact that there's noises in the attic. My dad said it was probably pressure from the changing air temperature against the joists, which caused them to pop, which sounded like somebody running through the attic, which was probably the most logical thing you've ever said. But, you know, just the way that it thump, 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 you know, like it just didn't match. This didn't match that whole thing. But anyway, the other phenomenons that would happen, so there's the flashing lights, the things that would happen in the attic, the sounds, the nightmares. I was constantly having nightmares about, like, very, very vicious things happening to me. I'd wake up feeling like there would be a presence in my room, somebody watching me. Shadows were a thing that I would see, like something like the darkness pooled in corners. Like it wasn't a shadow, but like liquid shadow. It was a very strange, it was very hard to describe because it was like I would see it out of the corner of my eye and then I'd move and I'd look at it and then it would sort of dissipate. But there was definitely watching things dart from corner to corner in shadow was a thing. I would feel like somebody would be holding me by the neck a couple of times. When I went upstairs once, I was going to go in my bedroom and I opened the door and I just feel like somebody shoved me and was holding my neck. Like I felt like a pressure against me. I was up against the wall. I could feel, but it felt like somebody was trying to lift me. And a force, and it was just the very, very strangest sensation. And it happened briefly for a moment, but I was definitely, I felt like somebody, like I couldn't see somebody. Like it was a very, like knowing that somebody was there. It was a very unique sensation. So anyway, that's, you know, part of my story. Hopefully your listeners can, you know, be entertained by this. It's of interest to me. But also, if they have a shared experience, to know that they're not alone. I really did feel that way when I was younger, not having been believed or having people have my back. And, you know, it's important that that people don't feel like they're crazy. Okay, thank you.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, Breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits.
McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't.
McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits.
McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf. Thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits.
McDonald's breakfast comes first.